What about this? How good is it to have this guy on the phone? The new movie is out this Thursday. It Chapter 2, the story continues. We loved him in X-Men, The Chronicles of Narnia and so many more. James McAvoy is on the line, guys. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
I just went and saw the movie. It's fantastic. You are amazing in it.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Now, did you have a fear of clowns as a child, and did this bring back trauma for you?
I was never really scared of them, but I did have a sort of an aversion to them. They just always seemed a bit grubby and dusty and manky, and I didn't like that. I didn't want to be, not that I was like the most fastidious and cleanly of kids, but I don't know, I didn't feel like getting unnecessarily manky by hanging out with clowns, so I just felt like, do you know when you see like a really dirty dog, you don't want to pet it, do you know what I mean? I'm like, I felt like that about clowns, I didn't want to go near them.
Yeah, like a dirty old haunted house, aren't they?
Not even that scary. Just a bit like, oh, I might get a cold if I hang out with you. Do you know what I mean?
I get more than a cold.
Now, James, I haven't watched a movie because I'm scared of scary movies. So for someone like me, why would I go watch this movie?
Well, you know, Stephen King definitely has a penchant for writing scary stuff, but at the same time, he's also the guy that wrote Stand By Me, and he's the guy that wrote The Shawshank Redemption. Oh, and
two of my favourite movies.
They're brilliant, right?
Yeah, Feb always talks about, he loves both of those films. Yeah,
yeah. And it's like, and this movie is definitely that. It's if you enjoyed those two films, if you enjoyed The Goonies, if you enjoyed Coming of Age, if you enjoy Rites of Passage, it's definitely those as well. And also, it's hilarious, and particularly Bill Hader is just standout hilarious in this film.
Brilliant.
And so it's funny as hell. It's full of pathos and emotion, and it's full of, like, it's actually a really sweet love story in it as well.
Well,
and
you sold me. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, it's so much more than scary.
True.
Evie was laughing through the whole film. And
I actually laughed through the whole thing. I thought it was great.
It helped ease our nerves. Just Evie was just pissing herself through the whole film. So as we all were. Yeah, no, it was very funny.
I found Eddie, the character, the best.
Oh, he's brilliant. There's a bit where he has to face his nemesis, the hobo.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's exceptional. What happens to him and the music they choose to use over it is exceptional. It's so good.
Very good.
Now, mate, I've been stalking your Instagram like a creep, and I went through it, and you've been watching Australian Ninja Warrior.
I have been.
Yes, so I actually got offered to do the role of Freddie Flintoff, which is, he interviews everyone after they fall off the equipment. Yes, and I turned it down. It's the biggest show in Australia. and this is before it started. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be crap. I'm not going to do it. I think I made a mistake there.
What do you love about the Aussie Ninja Warrior? I mean, how do you even find that show, mate, wherever you are? What do you like about it, mate?
We kind of enjoy doing Ninja Warrior kind of training and doing, like, monkey bars and all that kind of stuff. So we started watching it, and then we started watching the original one, Sasuke, and then we started watching the American one, and then we found the Australian one, and it's just got the best contestants, got the best characters. They're just fantastic. And it's weirdly, I don't know why, it just seems to be the premier vintage of international ninja warrior.
Thank you. That's a very lovely thing to say about our country. Wow.
It does. Honestly, I'm not even joking. Of all the ninja warriors, and I've trawled through a lot of them. Australian Ninja Warrior is up there. It's just it's a fine bouquet. It's a good
meal. We'll take it.
That hurts me even more.
that you say that. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, we love James McAvoy in The Chronicles of Narnia, in X-Men. He's an absolute Hollywood superstar, and he's on the line from LA this morning. James, before we let you go, and obviously we're reminding everyone to see It Chapter 2 in cinemas this Thursday, we do have a fun game on our radio show called Accents Real or Fake.
Oh,
and what happens is yes, James, this is real. Correct. Yes, well done. What you do, James, is you call our show, and if you just speak in a lovely accent, you just obviously just speak in your own voice, or you can try and put one on and try and sort of fool us. Now, we had a 9-year-old boy called Calum who called us last week. Have a listen to his Scottish accent, and you might have some advice for the young boy, all right?
Hi, I'm from Scotland, and I like to have haggis.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 9.
9? You're 9.
Oh, Calum.
How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for 2 years.
Now, what do you reckon? Real or fake, James?
I've got to say, I think that was fake, Caelan. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't bad, young man. It wasn't bad at all. But the thing that gave you away massively was your nine. You went nine. You went nine, a little bit too Australian and a little bit too... There was a little bit too much of the antipodean about it. But yeah. Instead of the nine, you've got to go like nine. Nine. Like nine.
Nine. Nine.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's German.
So what's a really good go-to? Because, you know, as Australians, we get mocked all over the world. We're used to it. But what's a really good go-to sort of technique for someone trying to perfect your accent?
My accent? Oh, God, I don't know, man. The biggest thing about doing accents is just get exposed to it, listen to it again and again and again. And the reason why it's hard to do a Scottish accent is because you never hear it or see it on TV. But if you heard it all the time, you'd hear it. But I'll tell you one good thing when you're doing an accent, and it's any accent. Quite often people do accents, their voices go up a little bit higher for some reason. They start speaking from their throat. Just consciously lower your voice because you'll just get it back down to a normal thing and your voice will sound normal again. Even if you're doing a something.
Nine. Yeah, James would be the best ever guest on that. If you ever get to Australia, we've got to get you to practically host that game, if you don't mind. You'd be brilliant.
All right, you're on.
Yay! Yes. All right. Well, we'll be watching it. Obviously, we've seen it. For those who haven't been lucky enough to see the advanced screening, It Chapter 2 is in cinemas on Thursday. James McAvoy, thanks for joining us on Fifi, Fev and Byron here at The Fox.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. All the best.
Thanks, mate.
James. 101.9 The Fox.
This happens so often, it even has its own jingle. Kyrgios has gone and thrown another tennis tantrum. Nick Kyrgios, Fev. I mean, there are many of them.
Yeah, we get the privilege four times a year. There's the Australian Open, the French, Wimbledon, and the US Open, which is on now, where we get to talk about Nick Kyrgios, because he does blow up a lot. Now, he's been going well, Nick Kyrgios. He's won a couple of tournaments, but he's the 28th seed in the US Open, and he played yesterday in the fourth round, and he was down two sets to love. He lost him in a tiebreaker. Won't go into the stupid details, but at the very start of the match, he started complaining about being blinded, Evie, by the lights. He's like, oh, my eyes are sore. So he got the physio, came out. Three games into the match, so this would have been 10 minutes in probably, he's got some eye drops put into his eyes. He kept playing, and then he's turned around to the umpire because he blew up at the umpire, blew up at the linesman, swore at the linesman. The linesman went up and told the umpire, so dobbed on him, and he called him a whistleblower. Ooh. You're a whistleblower, bro. Whoa. Whistleblower, bro. Just worry about playing tennis, Nick. Worry about it. He sits down on the bench, and he says to the umpire, I don't even want to be here. Just get me off. I don't want to be here.
Here he is. I got this.
Oh, you got that.
I don't want to be here.
Well, don't be there then.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Nick, I'm a sportsman as well, and if you don't want to play, just don't play.
Yeah, don't play. No one's forcing you to play,
same.
Mate.
Just walk off.
Fev, I'm a sports guy as well. I get it.
Oh, yeah, Byron.
Yeah, if you don't want to be there,
Byron, wish
there,
you wasn't on there.
Just deliver or get off.
But halfway through the second set, he had this to say. We haven't got the audio, but what he said was to his box. He looked over because he often whinges to his box. The whole game he was whinging, and he lost in three sets.
This is your coach and all that.
This is your coach. Okay. This is his like people, his mentors and his coach and all his people.
When I talk to my box, it's a very
Nick...
different.
Oh, sorry. Jesus.
But Nick does a lot of great things off the court. I will say that. He does a lot of good things with kids and charity, raises a lot of money and does some really amazing stuff.
What did he say to his box?
He said to his box, gaming, bro. Call of Duty ruined me, bro. I was playing it all night. Call of Duty, bro. I can't see. Right. That's what he said.
So he's blamed video games.
He's blamed Call of Duty for him because he's up all night playing Call of Duty before a big match.
Actually, that might be quite relatable. I mean, maybe a lot of people play video games all night and it ruins
their day. Well, 13-10-60, what would you like to blame video games for? You know, something about your kids might turn around, because I know my kids sit up and play Fortnite with Daniel and they don't get up in the morning.
Well, Daniel should know better.
Well,
they're all children.
Yeah, fair enough.
All
Daniel's
those children should be
young.
Put to bed.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock at night.
All right, 13,
but this
10,
guy's 60. A 28th seed playing in the US Open where Roger Federer and Nadal, all these superstars, he's like, bro.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, bro. Okay.
I've got a tip. Don't play Call of Duty before you play a big tennis match. Boom.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. That's Coach Evie Jones there.
Mic drop.
13-10-60. Call us right now if you'd like to blame video games for something, a lack of sleep. Maybe it's your partner, your guy who's doing this, or one of your kids. 131060. Maybe it's not just Nick Kyrgios. Let's see if we get any other calls. Sleepless nights playing video games. 131060 is the number.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Look, boys, it's long been claimed by supporters of the Catholic faith that God moves in mysterious ways.
Mm. Okay.
Pope Francis's personal lift in the Vatican broke down on Sunday, yesterday. Wow. And it trapped the most powerful clergyman inside for 25
Lucky
minutes.
Lucky it wasn't a Sunday. It was a Saturday.
It was a Sunday.
He's got a bit on a Sunday, the Pope.
It'd be Sunday there now, though.
Right.
Well, it would have been Saturday.
Saturday? Okay, so whatever.
It's a big, because it's Sunday's, it's their day.
They're waiting down there showtime.
He was 10 minutes late to his regular thing. What do they do?
At least you're well briefed on the story.
What do they do? What do they call that? It's a
mass?
A sermon.
Sermon.
A mass.
A mass.
Anyway, so
well, it was 10 minutes late.
His lift broken down.
Yeah, it had an electrical fault.
That's why I'm playing elevator music,
but it's tiny. It's a tiny lift. I got stuck in a lift once with my neighbour who was so hungover that the fumes coming from him, by the time I left the lift, I was drunk and hungover.
I can't believe the Pope's got a lift.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very relatable, is it, to have your own lift?
They're prone
Fred's
to break
down. Got his
down.
Own lift in a hat.
Yeah, and ours is broken. It doesn't work.
Gee, life's tough when your personal lift is broken. Yeah, is everything okay at home?
Who do you think you are, the Pope?
No, well, I just don't.
Where does the lift go in your house? Where does the lift go
from? It goes from the basement to the first floor to the second floor.
Where do you live now? I know you just moved there. We haven't been there. Is it a palace of some sort?
No, it's not a palace.
What are you living in the Vatican, mate?
No, well, it's just a nice house. But I'd think the Pope would have something like a slide pole, like the fire brigade.
Oh, he's just 82.
Just quick access.
He's
or 80. Maybe a slide. Like have a slide.
Because
that's not going to get stuck. I don't know. I can't believe he's got a lift.
Yeah, well, he's got a good skirt on, a dress. He can slide in that dress.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
On Friday night, guys, we play the 24th EJ Witten game where all the past players... the champions of the game go out and have a bit of fun, all to raise money for men's health. And there's been a lot of highlights over 24 years, Evie. And I thought, being involved in the game, I thought I'd get my good mate Byron involved because I had a power play, which comes on at the 10-minute mark of each quarter. And they can come on, and if they kick a goal, it's double the
right.
points. So you get
double points. Yeah, you wear the power vest. Yeah.
So he was a power player. So he went on. And after 24 years of playing this game, this is the only footage that will ever be played again.
I think that's overstating it. I think we'll get over it.
You were horrific.
Okay, well.
And I loved your commitment. You had a manicure, a pedicure, you had a spray tan, you waxed.
Thank you.
You looked good.
You're almost oiled up.
But then you missed the ball by about 15 feet. When you're on the goal line, you had a shot for goal. It was your moment. Cameron Ling was behind you. And he was like, you just go and kick a goal.
All right.
And this happened.
Well, in the ad break, two power players have come on. This is Steve Price. He's one of the best in the business.
And this bloke here, BT?
Who is that?
Byron Cook.
He didn't play, did he?
Fox FM.
What is he doing out there? Put me in cold.
I'm ready to play. Who wants this the most? Oh, Byron's just fallen over.
Oh, no.
He ran in and fell over.
Oh, look at this.
And Jimmy just walks around him.
Byron Cook, Fox FM.
Oh, this is a disaster.
No, Scotty's not. He's got no one near him, so this will be a free for him. And little chip back. Oh! That's that guy again. That's that guy from Fox. You are kidding me. They put him on as a power play, and he just about got nailed in the forehead. Oh, here he is again. The power play specialist. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment
you've waited for. And he is. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. Here it comes again. Oh, no! Oh, no! He's missed making contact with the football from 1 metre out. Who is this power play that is now called a power failure?
That is not possible.
There's a power outage here.
I think Cook's cooked.
Mate, I'm no coaching genius, but I don't reckon we need to waste a defender on Byron Cook.
I'm just leaking fake tan. I couldn't get a touch. It was really flattening, I'll be honest.
Okay. It'll never get old. It'll never get old.
Okay.
And you were coached by one of the greats.
Is he?
He's regarded as the greatest of all time.
As a player?
He is the GOAT.
As a coach, he was. I think he left a lot to be desired.
He put you there?
He was interviewed, Evie, on Channel 7, and the Duck had this to say about our Byron Cook.
Well, this was at three-quarter time. Yeah, this was on national television. He's given me an absolute spray. Have a listen to this.
Boys, it comes down to the last quarter. Have a look at that. 3 points of difference. You know what, Cookie? You came to me during the week. You knocked on my door every day. You said, give me a go. Give me a go. You weed down our back and told me it was raining, Cookie. You're no good, son. Don't bother coming back next year.
Well, interesting.
You weed down my back and told me it was raining.
Very interesting.
You know, that's called a paganism. He was coached by the great coach Dennis Pagan, and that was a spray that I reckon I copped as well. So we've got the great Wayne Carey, super coach, on the phone. How are you,
Duck? G'day, guys. G'day, guys. G'day, Byron.
Yeah, hello, Duck. How are you?
How have you recovered?
Well, I've been okay. How have you recovered? I mean, it was, as a coaching performance, an absolute disgrace to play. You played your key defender as a full forward. I was ready to take out Fev. Unfortunately, he was injured. And then you put me in an unfamiliar position. What did you think was going to happen?
I do have one thing to thank you for. Because we lost the game, I wanted to be the fifth coach sacked this year, and I have been. So I'm absolutely rapt about that. But I've got to say, like, we've met a lot of times, Byron, and but I'd never seen you strip down. And when you came into the change rooms and you were getting ready, I sort of looked over and I thought, oh wow, we got a real player here.
Thank you.
No, you were. I didn't realise at the time that you were wearing fake tan. I just thought he's. He's a gazelle.
It's very natural. I get it. It's a skin foyer up on Clarendon Street. It's a very natural look.
Mate, he had his nails done. He had his feet done. He had a wax. He was so prepared.
Fev, the amazing thing, when he came off after the audio that you just heard, which obviously wasn't great, when he came off, he took his jumper off and he showed, look, I've got dirt on it. I said, that's fake tan, mate.
Okay. Okay. No, you've all had your fun.
And what did you think of his performance, Duck?
Oh, well, it speaks for itself. I've seen some performances on, as you said, very important day, Fev, for men's health and everything else, raise money. I've seen some performances that haven't come up to the bar. But Byron, you even said it on the night, you will hold, at least people will be talking about this forever, and there's no doubt about that. It was one of the most... insipid performances that I've seen on the
footy. Well, here's the thing, because everybody, apparently the stuff up's funny, everybody's watching it over and over, so it's breaking records because the one person is watching it 1,000 times, so it's getting lots more views because people are watching it over and over again, Doc.
Oh, I totally agree with that. You're going to get more hits than Feb kicking his six goals or whatever he kicked. There's no question. It was a lot of fun, and I probably should have put you down back. You did say you're a backman, but let's be honest. If you're any good, you'll play forward. And the way you looked before the game, I thought you're a forward for sure.
Okay, thank you, Doc. Beautifully said. All right. Well, so because I was going to call for your
looked
sacking.
Looked like Tarzan played like Jane.
Yeah. All right. Great. I was going to call for your sacking, but are you saying that you've resigned?
No, I would never resign. I went into the game hoping to be sacked, and you helped me. So okay.
Hey, Doc, he's like the barber's cat. He's full of piss and wind.
Okay, good stuff. You've all had your fun. Thank you, Wayne Carey. They were actually
a
great bunch of blokes to play with. But after this, unfortunately...
He didn't like you, mate.
What? No, well, I liked him.
He didn't want you. He doesn't want you back.
Okay, thank you very much. 101.9 The Fox. EJ Witten Legends game, Fev, on Friday night. Are you all right? I know, jokes aside about my little cameo role, are you all right? Because you went off with your knee. You okay?
Yeah, I've been on crutches all weekend and getting a scan today. So hopefully not too bad, but... Hopefully it's not too bad.
Good, okay.
Because I don't want to get an operation. But we'll see. 2 o'clock today. But, Byron, because I did leave early, I left at half time because I went home because there was no point in me being there anymore. And I went home and I thought I need to ice my knee. So I was at, they put us up at Crown, all the players, which was great.
Beautiful.
And I was laying in my room, ordered some room service, got a bucket of ice. And I just thought I'd go through like Instagram and Twitter because I thought this will go viral.
You're talking about my 5 minute performance in the game.
Yes.
I had no right to be there. I've never played football before, and you've put me on for 5 minutes. My first kick of a football is on national television.
No, you didn't kick it.
Well,
you didn't kick it, bro.
You did kick.
And there was a lot of messages going around. You were trending in Australia, Byron Cook. Right. And I thought to myself, okay, he'd actually quite like this. There's a lot of traction.
Yeah. It's not so the sort of traction you'd hope for.
There's a lot of tweets going around. It was called the worst miss in history.
Whoa.
Fail of the century.
Yeah.
Well, here was the commentary of probably the worst moment.
Twitter has
missed making contact with the football from 1 meter out.
Twitter Australia, which is that's like trending Australia wide, right? It's safe to say Byron Cook won't be quitting his day job anytime soon.
Okay.
Have you seen him panel? But anyway, we've got some tweets, and I want you to read them out, Byron.
Yeah,
here's some tweets
out,
from Friday night's EJ Witten Legends game, so the one right. Byron Cook.
So I've copped it all weekend, and now you're going to make me read out the criticisms
from
people.
Oh, it's funny, man. Take it on the chin.
This is hilarious. All right. What do we got here? At Stephanie Africa says, Byron Cook needs to stick to giving me hints to the Fox FM secret sound.
Good traction.
Actually, good sell. We'll do that in the next 10. Thank you very much, Stephanie, for that. At Jude Bolton, dual premiership
player,
Sydney Swan legend Jude Bolton, reputations are made and lost in an instant. Byron Cook will never live this down.
Ever.
Ever.
My 5 minutes, though, has outshadowed his two premierships.
Yeah. Oh,
more people are talking about that.
Outshadowed a lot of stuff, Byron.
Oh, hang on, here's one. What's this? At Breadloaf Man, how can someone be such a potato? Well, I don't do carbs.
There's a lot of spuds going on.
Maybe you should do spuds.
Bit carby for me, Breadloaf Man.
Keep going.
At Jaseph81. Well, this one, I don't know if I can read this. It's particularly insensitive.
Come on.
My 2-year-old can play and kick better than him. EJ Witten would be turning in his grave.
Oh,
true.
Oh, that
true.
Is. Well,
it's
I spoke
true.
To his son, Ted Witten Jr., and it wasn't a great conversation.
Yeah, it wouldn't
great. And then Gil McLaughlin, the head of the AFL. Oh, what's he tweeting
the
for?
The head of the AFL.
I can see why Byron wears a hat all the time, bald man emoji.
Oh, well, that's got nothing to do with the kick.
It's a skin fade, by the way, Gil. I'm not receding.
He doesn't get it. No, that's just pointing out facts. Because the rest of your body was orange and your head was white.
Oh, yeah, good point. I should have got the spray to go across.
You've got to get the spray on your
anyway,
head.
Anyway, all the highlights of the game apparently are at Fifi Fev Byron. So there you go. And
can we get a bit of BT?
Oh, a bit of his commentary.
Yeah.
Hang on. What have we got here?
Just to send it.
I got one more.
Who picked me?
101.9 The Fox.
So a student pilot has had to make a dramatic emergency landing in Perth at Jandakot Airport during his first lesson.
So it was
ever.
A test.
Well, it was just...
I think it's part of the process.
Don't think it was supposed to happen. But apparently the guy who was teaching him collapsed. And this was his first lesson. So we've actually got audio of him talking to air traffic control. So let's hear the guy asking him first if he can get the teacher to help him.
Oh boy.
Doctor at the moment, are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
Tango Foxtrot Romeo. Do you know how to operate the aeroplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
Oh, my first lesson. His first lesson.
Wow.
It's not even, you wouldn't know anything, would you?
That's like being put on a field on national television to play AFL when you've never even kicked a ball around a park.
No.
It's a similar thing.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's exactly the same.
I reckon it'd be a bit harder.
Yeah, no, you're in the air.
Yeah, no, this is unbelievable. First lesson.
First lesson.
So the air traffic controller had to talk him down.
Did he get down?
Yeah, he did. He landed it.
Here's the moment when he got down, and how happy was air traffic control? A little bit condescending, but they were very happy about it.
Hold it. Hold lift. Gently start braking now, and you're down on the ground. You did it, mate. Well done.
Oh, you did it, mate. Well done. Sounded a bit Steve Irwin, didn't he?
Imagine,
that was great, mate.
Imagine how nervous you'd be. I'm not the best flyer at times. Like, I hate flying, but in a small little plane, your old mate next to you who's telling you what to do carks it. You've got to fly the plane. That's unbelievable.
Your whole life.
The fact that he did
that is
incredible.
And everyone is okay.
What a bad first day, though.
Well, the co-pilot is in a stable condition and
he is
tracking well.
It's like off Top Gun. Just as loved it. Okay. Yeehaw. Yeah,
no, excellent. I was just probably not reading the tone there.
You
anyway,
can I do a flyby?
Okay. Well, you're still going. 13, 10, 60. We're looking for a worse first day than that poor guy, yeah. And I reckon it'll be very hard to beat. But it needn't be aviation. In fact, we'd probably prefer it not be aviation. First day of anything that just went really badly for you or someone that you know. First days on the job. You won't beat that guy, but give us a call. 13 10 60 is the number.
And now on Friday night, Byron played his first game.
Yes, yeah, we'll I've already mentioned that. I've already drawn that parallel.
This is the time to bring it in. This is the time to bring it in. He graced the football field with a lot of champions. If no one had seen the game on Friday night, and this happened.
Oh, this is a disaster.
He's missed making contact with the football from 1 meter out.
Okay, thank you very much. 13 10 60 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
What about this? The student pilot in Perth. This is unbelievable. He makes a dramatic emergency landing at a Perth airport. It's his first lesson. This is his first day.
Doctor at the moment, are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
Tango Foxtrot Romeo. Do you know how to operate the aeroplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
His instructor collapsed and it left him to land the plane, but he did it. Could there be a worse first day than that? Surely not.
Emily, did you have a worse first day than the old man up in the plane?
Oh, nobody could top that. But I did, my first day as a taxi driver, I copped a speeding fine because I wasn't used to the power of the vehicle. Ooh. And then I also had two guys do a runner on me, which cost me about $90.
Oh, that's a tough first day.
Lost money all day.
All right, we'll come back. We've got more of these to go through. Thanks for your call there. We'll take more. 13 10 60 is the number here at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
First days on the job. Imagine this. You're a trainee pilot. Your instructor collapses. It's your first lesson. It's your first day and you have to land the plane.
Instructor at the moment, are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
Tango Foxtrot Romeo. Do you know how to operate the aeroplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
Ooh, geez.
And then they went on to say, have you landed an aircraft before? He turned around and said, no, I haven't. But
ideal.
He landed it, which was amazing.
Unbelievable
story.
But we thought, have you had a worse day on the job first up than old mate Mr. Sylvester?
He's unbelievable. Nuts. We won't beat it, but
we'll
go close.
But Megan from Werribee.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Not too bad. Have you had a worse day?
It wasn't. Look, I didn't have to land a plane, but it was my first day as a dental assistant, and I actually passed out on the patient while we took out her wisdom tooth. It was awful.
That's unbelievable. Oh, I just remember then we had a Triple M audio producer back in the day. It was his first day as the guy that had to record everything. Exclusive interview with the Rolling Stones in a hotel.
No.
It was the one interview for all of Australia, Triple M with the Rolling Stones. He gets back to the studio having recorded. Recorded with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and says, oh, guys, I didn't press record.
You're kidding.
He never worked in that department again.
Do you know, I knew a guy who did the digital stuff for Gogglebox and he came over to our house while we were watching us being nominated for the Logies and I went, make sure you film it. And all he filmed was straight after it because he not pressed record. He pressed record as soon as he was done.
Oh, no.
First Logie ever.
Brilliant.
Andrew from Werribee, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. How bad was your first day?
So it wasn't my first day. It was my apprentice's. Basically, I was cutting stuff on the panel saw and cut my fingers off right in front of him.
Oh, whoa. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Did you?
How not to do things.
What did you do with your fingers? Did you put them in milk?
What?
Yeah.
All the other workers wrapped them up in a towel shot off to hospital.
Very graphic.
Have you still got them?
Yeah, so I lost four. Put three back on.
Wow.
Which one are you missing?
My ring finger on my right hand.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, thank you.
That's useless, that one.
Yeah. So the apprentice, his first day, he goes, is this what happens on the job? Is this what it's like?
This is what not to back. Do. I talk about committing to the what not to do on a job.
You wouldn't go back to that job. Ari from Wyndham Vale.
Hello.
What have you done on your first day?
Well, I just want to stress everyone was okay. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But this was my first day on register, so on a checkout.
Yeah.
and we got held up.
No.
Shot off shotguns. No one was hurt, by the way. We were at the supermarket.
What were they after?
But it was very scary. They tried to get our money. I couldn't open the till because I didn't know how.
No, you wouldn't.
Were they after the Oshies?
Because it was the first day.
Very funny. They fed an Oshie gag in there.
That's traumatising.
Okay. It was pretty traumatising at the time, but it was a long time ago, and everyone
and
was okay.
That's a funny story.
Or after the minis. Yeah,
I'm not back then. We didn't have any of that.
Get in the way of those collectibles.
Ban the bag.
Anyway, thank you very much for that. There's some. Oh, actually, we got another one here. No, that's the free-for-all caller. Thank you very much. We'll get straight into this. There'll be no ads, by the way, until well after 10 o'clock.
Hey, we've got a couple of minutes, Byron. Do you want to play a bit of audio from Friday night?
Oh, I'd prefer not to.
Just to send us out on this Monday. Because we'll probably never, ever bring it up ever again.
No, you never will. So if I play these, I'll never hear about this again.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just from my 5 minutes playing, I shouldn't have ever played the EJ Witten Legends game on Friday night with all the legends of the game.
There was legends and then there was Byron.
Well, I don't know why I was even on there. I'd never played before, and it didn't work out as well as I'd hoped.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Oh, no! Who picked him? He's missed making contact with the football.
Okay, there you go. You've all had your fun. That's the last I'm sure I'll ever hear of it. Let's get into the free-for-all.